He is the most influential black leader in the country, and he made history this week.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
But African Americans, on the whole, among his core constituents, have been historically against same-sex marriage. In fact, when President Clinton was trying to allow gays into the military in the 1980s, it was then Joint Chiefs Chairman Colin Powell who helped squelch the whole idea. Powell wrote, and I'm quoting, "Skin color is a benign, non-behavioral characteristic. Sexual orientation is perhaps the most profound of human behavioral characteristics. Comparing the two is a convenient but invalid argument." It's important to know that Powell has since changed his mind. And maybe more African Americans are making that same journey from opposition to approval, just as the president has. Joining us now, Reverend Delman Coates, who has made the same kind of evolution that we're talking about here. Reverend Coates is a pastor at Mount Enon Baptist Church in Prince George County, Maryland. And he was among a handful of African American preachers in the state who supported a bill to legalize same-sex marriage there. But Reverend, as I understand, you found yourself very much at odds with most of the black community.
Well, I slightly disagree. I think that the mainstream, that most people in the African-American community support the issue of equal rights for gays and lesbians. It really depends on how the question is framed. If one asks, what are your theological or religious views about gay marriage, one will get one answer. But if you ask people the question, as I've asked people in our congregation, do you believe that all citizens of our state or even all citizens of our country deserve the same basic fundamental rights that you have, even those who are gays and lesbians? And people overwhelmingly respond that regardless of my personal religious views, that all citizens deserve the same equal rights.
But they've often voted in large numbers against any, either in favor of bans on same-sex marriage or against expanding gay marriage rights. I want, though, to move up to today and talk about whether or not the president's comments will actually change the discussion among the black community. And here's a little piece of the interview that President Obama did with ABC News.
You know, Malia and Sasha, they've got friends whose parents are same-sex couples. It wouldn't dawn on them that somehow their friends' parents would be treated differently. And frankly, that's the kind of thing that prompts a change of perspective.
He's talking about a very personal change of mind, and that's the same, it's very similar to what happened with you, right?
Sure. Well, there's no question that the president's bold and courageous stance will go a long way towards evoking a shift of opinion for a lot of people in the African-American community. Within 24 hours of his statement, I heard from at least three pastors who said that they now understand what this issue is all about. They understand that the role of the president is fundamentally different than the role of the pastor. The government's role is to provide for the common good and to protect the equal rights of all of its citizens. And the role of the state is fundamentally to protect and preserve those rights. As people of faith, our responsibility is to live in our faith, not to legislate it. And so I believe that many more people will begin to understand that civil marriage protection is decidedly different from definitions of religious marriage.
We're speaking with Reverend Delman Coates of the Mount Enon Baptist Church in Prince George County, Maryland. You know, I wonder if part of the resistance among the black community to defining the union of a homosexual couple as marriage is because there's been such a push to sort of compare gay rights movements with the civil rights movements. And I want you to take a listen to Dr. Patrick Wooden. He's a black pastor from North Carolina, and we spoke to him on the show yesterday.
I think that it is a beautiful thing for people to come together interracially, but in order for society to function as it's supposed to, have to be a man and a woman if we're going to not redefine marriage.
And that's him responding to whether or not gay marriage is that movement is similar to the civil rights movement. Your response?
Well, I do believe that the quest for equal rights for gays and lesbians is a civil rights issue. Civil rights is a subset of a broader rubric of human rights. And I don't believe that African Americans or any group have a monopoly on civil rights. And so I believe that it's this is a civil rights issue. And I think at the subtext of the comment that we just heard are certain religious notions. And I believe that this pastor and all people of faith have the right to their religious views and their religious understandings, but they don't have the right in a free, pluralistic democracy to impose their religious beliefs and doctrines on others as a matter of public policy. This is an issue of public policy and not theology.
So, you know, I don't know if you heard, but just before we spoke to you, we played a comment from one of our listeners, Jamal in South Carolina, who says President Obama has now lost his vote. He said he doesn't think the president can be consistent with his beliefs if he supports gay marriage. Do you think that after supporting President Obama through so much in the past few years, that he could actually lose votes in the black community because of this issue?
I think President Obama has much more to gain than he has to lose. I think that once people begin to think critically about this issue, as African-American pastors are doing now all across the country, I've been on conference calls for the past 24 hours with clergy. And I think people are clear that we can disagree on matters of theology and still yet come together on issues of public policy that we are all concerned about. I think African Americans find it highly offensive to assume that we're a one-issue people. We can disagree on this particular issue and yet come together on the broader issues of health care, education, jobs, and the economy that African Americans and all Americans are equally concerned about.
So the next time you have one of those tough conversations with your fellow pastors, Delman, I'd love to sit in on. Can you make it a conference call?
I'll be sure to do that. We're having one soon.
Reverend Delman Coates is pastor at Mount Enon Baptist Church in Prince George's County, Maryland. You've promised to let me be a fly on the wall in that conversation then. Thanks so much, Reverend.
Thank you.
And we want to get your response as well. Are you an African American who, like Jamal in South Carolina, who will not vote for the president because of gay marriage? Or what's your response? Do you think the conversation will change in the black community in the United States? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org.